Hi, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I'm Sonia Carlson, and I am a program manager on the DevCenter Analytics and Monetization team. And today, I'm going to talk to you about Win32 desktop applications. So if you're interested in Win32 desktop apps, this video is for you. And what I'm going to show you today is how we're taking the value of DevCenter Analytics that we have for modern UWP apps, and we're going to be extending that to bring some of those analytics insights to Win32 apps. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so overall, one of the goals we have at DevCenter is that we want to empower developers and partners to do more through insights. So we have a number of great features and tools to allow modern app developers to do things like set up targeted sales and discounts and to target great content to specific user groups. We have deep store analytics so you can understand your customer behavior, you can understand your app behavior. We also have ways to engage with your customers. So you can go on and respond to reviews, you can take developer feedback on pre-release versions of your apps, and you can create customer groups and interact with them through push notifications, and you can also use background tasks and capture those things to personalize their experience. So all of those things together kind of drive this flywheel of being able to improve your app quality and drive more customers to your app and make your app more successful. So overall, that's what we do in DevCenter. And with this new feature set that I'm going to be talking about today, we're going to start to bring some of that to Win32 apps, who even if you're not published in the Windows Store, you'll still be able to take advantage of some of these things. All right, so some of you out there may have heard of what's called Desktop Bridge. If you are not familiar with it, I would encourage you to go and look at the site and learn a little bit more about it. In a nutshell, essentially what it is it's a way to kind of bring your existing apps and games to the Windows Store, and you get some benefits there, like you get streamlined deployment, you get greater reach to different audiences through the Windows Store, and you also get a cleaner way to migrate your code to support multiple device families. So that's an option that's out there for you to do. But again, if you choose not to do that, or for some reason you're not able to convert your app in that way, we're still going to be able to bring you some of the analytics that we have in DevCenter. Okay, so let's take one step deeper and talk about some of the things that are there in DevCenter and how they will apply to Win32 apps. So we have reports that talk about kind of how your app is behaving. Things like acquisitions reports, health and crash reliability reporting, usage reports, and install reports. So all of these things together give you an idea of, you know, who's acquiring your app, how often, who's using it, where it's breaking. So you can go in and kind of get insights about your app that way. And I mentioned some of those customer engagement features. So we have features like customer segmentation, so creating targeted segments of your audience and understanding your audience groupings. You can send them push notifications. You can interact with them through responding to reviews. We have a new Respond to Reviews API that allows you to respond to those things in bulk. So those are some of the engagement tools we have. And then we have a lot of monetization capabilities. So there's ad monetization, custom campaigns, in-app ads, targeted offers, targeted content, and then we have conversion funnel and other type of reporting so that you can understand how effective some of these activities are working for you. So again, we kind of enable that full circle for modern UWP apps. And for the Win32 apps, where we're starting, and for those that are not published through the store, we're going to start with bringing you some of the analytics around health and crash reporting and reliability, and that will be familiar to you if you have a modern app, the type of data and the same data sources that we pull up to show those reports, usage data, and additionally install data. So all these features will be coming out for Win32 desktop apps. Okay, so that's kind of the context of where we are. And what I want to do is give you a look at what DevCenter looks like today for modern apps. So when you come into DevCenter, and if you're not familiar with DevCenter, I would encourage you to explore it on your own. And I will give you some video sessions at the end, some pointers that you can go watch, and you can see some of those features detailed in demoed in detail. So there's a lot of features in here that I'm not going to go through. It would take quite a while to go through all the goodness that's there. So what I'm just going to show you is just a quick context setting for our demo. So here is a screenshot of what our dashboard looks like. And you can see here on the left, I have some test app data in here. So my app names are here, the type of app that I have. So I could have an app, I could have a game, I could have a bundle. And then I have some metrics about those particular apps. So reviews, acquisitions, crashes. So what I can do is I can come right into this dashboard. I can see that I have, 10 or 20 crashes, something like that for this particular app. And I can click right there and that launches my health report. So I can go in and start digging into those crashes in detail. So this is where you would see your Win32 app listed. So I'd have my apps, my games, my bundle, and some sort of obvious string like Win32, and my Win32 apps listed here. And then I would be able to click into the crash report, click into the install report, click into the usage report. Now, obviously, because I'm not published through the store, I don't have things like reviews and acquisitions and some of those other features that we talked about. So, but this is where you would launch into your report. Okay, so that's just kind of the setup on how you'd get to what I'm about to show you. All right, so let's demo what this new feature looks like so that you can get a feel for what these reports will look like, especially for those of you that have not seen DevCenter. So I'm just gonna hop into a view of DevCenter here. Okay. So remember now we've seen our list of apps and we've navigated from our Win32 app and we've launched our health report here. So this is what you see. And the first thing you'll note is there's a time filter. So today I'm showing you the last 30 days of all the health data that we've collected for this particular app. I can't tell you which app it is, but it's a well-known app. All right, and so what you see here is you have a line chart that shows the summary of all the different kind of failure hits that you have. So different, you have crashes, hangs, and memory failures, and some unknown failures. So you can see all those summarized, and you can click through and get the daily counts. We scroll down a little bit more. We see the hits that are summed up count by version, so different application versions and how many hits you're having with that particular version. You then also get a geo view. So you can roll over different regions and you can see where you're having where the number of hits are coming from in different areas. Then you can scroll down a little bit further and you get into the specific failures that are showing up. So, you know, you have all these different types of failures that are showing up. And this is the actual crash report in here. You can see the count of hits that are coming for that particular failure. And you can see a percentage of your whole, of all of your total failures, the contribution that this particular failure is making to that total. So you can do things like, you know, you can scroll down here and you can say, I have this failure. It really only accounts for a very small percentage of my overall failures. So that may be a fix that I deprioritize. And we know that for our modern apps, most of our successful apps, what they do is they'll come in here regularly, whether it's, you know, monthly or sometimes quarterly, depending on how often they want to update their app. And they go in and they take a look at these sort of failure buckets and to help them decide what kinds of updates they're going to make to their app. So that's something that we definitely recommend that you come in here and look at these. Okay, so that is kind of a nice, it's a nice summary. I think it's nice. You guys will have to tell me through your feedback if it's nice or not. But so this is the summary view, and what we also have is a set of filters that help you to kind of get a little more granular about the kind of failure that you're dealing with. So you can add this filter, you can choose to look at all your apps together, or you can pick a specific binary. And so you pick that specific binary, and then the, you know, you get the updated data for only that binary. And that's how filters work. I don't think I need to explain that, but I just did. Okay. The other thing you get, application version. So for example, if you just released a new version and you want to compare it to your old version and see how well the new version is behaving, you know, there's you can go and select the different versions and look at the overall crash reporting for those versions. Similarly, you can choose a market. So you may have one version in one locale and another version in another locale, and you can kind of do that compare and contrast. Maybe you had a problem in Japan for the last 6 months that you're not seeing in Brazil for some reason, and so it can help you to slice and dice what types of failures are occurring through the market. You can also choose which OS version you want to look at. And so as new versions come out, you can assess the reliability of your own app on different OS versions. And also device type. So you can break down by device type. And so all these filters are additive. So as you select them, the data filters down to just what you need to look at. So that's the demo of the health report, and that's the report that we'll be releasing out first in our feature set. Okay, so one more thing. So that's the extent of what the report will look like. So if you're done watching the video, okay, you said, I see what the report looks like. I'm gonna go. But I have one more thing to tell you before you do that. So there's an experience here that I kind of glossed over a little bit, and I'm not gonna be able to show it to you today because it's something we're still working on. But just like we have all of the association and metadata for our modern apps, and we collect that through the publication process, we're going to need to know the associations and the metadata about your Win32 app. So there has to be a way for us to authenticate who you are and associate these apps with your account and to understand the metadata about your apps. So that's an experience that we will be building. And so that will be there for you to walk through and make those associations so that we can light up these reports for you. Okay. So that's the extent of the demo. Okay. All right. So I hope that sounds like a great feature set. We're excited about it. We're excited to kind of light this up for this community. So what effort does it require from you out there? So number one, cert signing. So you'll have to go through and sign all of the binary files that you want to get your analytics about, not just the setup packages. So know that's going to be a part of this experience, so you can start thinking about that ahead of time. Two will be metadata maintenance. So just kind of like brushing your teeth or feeding the dog, the kind of chores that you have to do. I guess brushing your teeth isn't really a chore. It's sort of an important thing. Make sure that you update your file version numbers as you update your app files. You can see that we use those version numbers as filters on the reports. So the more accurate and the less ambiguous information we have about those app versions, the better the report is going to be and the more powerful and granular it's going to be for you. And the last point is to have consistent product names to group your app files. So you might have binaries that you're using in multiple distributions, or you might have a set of product names that are very similar. So again, the better information we have about your metadata, then the better and more logically we can present those reports to you. And as I mentioned, that experience of making those associations and collecting that metadata, we'll have tools and guidance for you to do that. All right, so this is a brand new thing that we'll be working on. And I imagine there's a ton of questions out there, so I'll try to answer a couple of them up front. So when will this be available? You can look for this in calendar year 2017. I can't be any more specific about it than that, but look for it this year. How do you get access? So you can start by joining the Dev Center Insider Program. So through our Insider Program, that's where we release out our newest features as they come out the door and we collect feedback. So that's kind of the way to get early access to this kind of telemetry. And what about your special case? So I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that have maybe some complex hierarchies, or they may have a scenario where, you know, they're making an update and, you know, there's a time lag for them to distribute that and have that telemetry updated and come back to us. And so those are experiences that we're working through and trying to understand, and you may have some special cases. So what I can say is that we're gonna start by covering the most common scenarios first, and then we'll take all our feedback from our insiders and our partner communities, and we'll continue to enrich those scenarios and have more and more coverage. All right, so what are the things that you can do today? So one thing you can do is you can go and evaluate if Desktop Bridge is right for your Win32 app. You can follow that link there, or you know, go to the DevCenter site and navigate to it. Also, there's some video sessions that I've listed out here that talk more about the benefits of that and the details of what you have to do to use Desktop Bridge. You can join the DevCenter Insider Program. As I mentioned, you get early access and give us your feedback. And at the time of this recording, so some of these are live sessions at Build, and those will also be recorded and available in the content library. Those are the sessions that are designated with the B. The sessions that are designated with the P are pre-recorded videos, so you can go ahead and take a look at some of those. So you'll get an idea of how to use Desktop Bridge, and also some of the deeper dive into the analytics features. And also other tips around monetization and things that you can do for your Windows Store apps. And lastly, we really need your feedback. As I mentioned, you know, we're going to start with the common scenarios, and sometimes we get it right, sometimes we don't. I know you know many of you guys out there are loyal developers and know how that works. So we need you to tell us the details you need, the scenarios that you have, you know, what are the highest priority questions that you have for us. So you can email us at win32analytics@microsoft.com. You can follow me at Analytics Sonia, and what I'll do is I'll give you a heads up on the features that we're working on right now. And when we have requests for open feedback, or even if we're doing like some simple A-B testing, you know, is this scenario hotter than this scenario? Do you like this better than that? Those are kind of quick updates that we can do. So you can follow me there. As a DevCenter insider, I don't know if many of you know this, but when you log your feedback there, that comes directly to us and is logged directly to us as feature requests and as bugs, and we triage that. So the Insider Feedback Program is a way to get directly into our work queue. Lastly, if that seems like a lot of work, and it's really not, you can go to our User Voice Forum, and usually there's somebody there with the same feedback that you have, and you can go ahead and upvote their feedback. And we do triage those and look at our user voice. Okay, that's all I have. So thank you for your time. And do look for this new feature set going forward, and enjoy the rest of Build. Thanks.